Thanks very much, mate. How does that feel, Lockie, that win?
Yeah, it was great. We've obviously come off a pretty tough couple of weeks where we haven't played our best footy, and it's really important for our fans and our members and the playing group and everyone involved that we get that win.
What about through the middle of the ground? Do you enjoy the power peppers, the Ollie Wines? Always a big challenge, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. They're big midfield balls in there, and I thought we competed pretty well. It was a pretty intense, sort of tight, scrappy game, and I thought our midfield held up really well. Pau Pepper, he's a strong boy for his second year player, and we know what Ollie Wines is like as well, so they've got some class through there, that's for sure.
You've got plenty of experience, you've got a lot of young kids in this team, but that last 5 minutes looked like you guys had stopped. Is that the case? What do you feel?
Yeah, they got going a little bit. I think for us, we do have a young side, and it's about going to the end, and that's going to take time. It's not going to happen overnight. As you said, a lot of these guys, Gyro, Chera, even Scott Jones in the ruck, Sean Darcy's only second-year player. They've still got to build that fitness up, so that'll take time, but the more often we can go to the end, the better.
Tell us about Adam Chera, because he's had a steady season. Not a bad start to his AFL career.
Yeah, I think he's going to be a pretty good player for us. Fantastic again today, and he's just really smooth, so clean over the footy, tough, and really good skills as well. So one to really look forward to there for the Dockers.
I'll let you go and enjoy it, Lock.
Cheers. Thanks, mate.